Let me start by saying, I've heard you, okay? If you thought the quest to get me to not say anything about Sly Stone when he passed away was big, this Brian Wilson news dwarfs it. Whatever you do, don't you dare let Brian Wilson's name pass your lips today. I have heard that numerous times.
Yeah.
I hear you.
I was taking a nap when I guess the news broke that he passed, and I woke up to several angry emails.
Yes.
Angry.
Don't you dare let Chris Kelly touch this.
This is Brian Wilson. This is a legend. This is Brian Wilson, who has passed away. Look, I had to attack it the only way I knew how, a montage. I told Biggie, montage this thing. Let's go. Mm-hmm.
Well, what people often forget about you is that when you're told not to do something,
I go in.
Harder.
And I said, I read everything I could read on Brian Wilson. Now, here's what I said about Sly Stone. Here's what I knew about him. He was a black man, and I enjoyed some of his music. Okay? Here's what I'll say about Brian Wilson.
My favorite part of the Sly Stone bit, by the way, before we move on, was the fact that one of the songs that we mentioned, one of his great songs of all time, you've heard Every Day for 26 years.
I had no idea.
And did not know it.
I had no idea.
Every single day.
I still don't know what it's called, but it's this. Yeah.
The best part was as it played, it's like your mind was going, why do I know this?
How do I know this?
From what do I know this?
This is a Sly Stone. This is the Sly and the Family Stone jam.
Called Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself Again.
And Chris Tim walks into it during our Put Up or Shut Up Rock and Roll Trivia game. I wish yesterday when the Brian Wilson news broke, I thought I should add some Brian Wilson to today's Put Up or Shut Up, some Beach Boys, but we're locked in. This is a throwback Thursday.
Oh, that's true.
We're thinking the same.
Yeah.
Well, because, you know, each day I pick music clips, and I thought, driving in, I said, I'm going to obviously pick some Beach Boys, and I thought, no.
Yeah, you can't do the tribute. Thursday.
We're locked in. We got a throwback Thursday today, and Biggie has called today's Put Up or Shut Up game.
Mid-90s, mid.
Mid.
I'm going to tell you this. This is not the game to dedicate to Brian Wilson.
Absolutely not. But now back to Brian. Here's what I know about Brian Wilson.
Yes.
He's a white man, and I loved a lot of his music. Some of his music was
accurate,
really tremendous. So I'll be able to contribute that when we get there.
That's great.
But there's an...
That's a start.
You know, today, not only... And this will happen when especially a prominent musician dies, or really anybody with any... great fame who is known for doing really solid work, like Sly Stone or Brian Wilson. I mean, I can do some B-list actor. I could handle Joe Don Baker. You know, I mean, he was a good actor, but everybody's like, all right, go ahead and do the obituary for Joe Don Baker. That's fine. They cut me a little slack with Val Kilmer, but I botched it. I messed up the Kilmer.
Oh, yeah.
Tried to give some factoids about a movie while never seeing the movie.
Yeah.
It was Tombstone. Oh, God, the Huckleberry incident.
Yeah. Tombstone.
Jesus.
I think I was in the hospital.
You were away.
And even then I got angry emails that started with, I know you're in the hospital and not well, but.
Listen to this. This is.
Listen to what your man just did.
Lucky to be in the hospital and not have heard this.
Yeah. God, what an idiot. He couldn't even handle Val Kilmer. And I liked Val Kilmer. So what the aside today, first it was, Brian Wilson's died. Don't you dare attempt this obituary. Chris Dim will handle this. We know it. I told Biggie, get me a montage. Get me every song Brian Wilson's ever touched. I said, we're going all in.
That could take a while.
We're going all in on Brian Wilson. And I tried to cram and study as much about Brian Wilson as I could so that I could contribute something here. But then the other faction was, don't you dare play Kokomo. I know you like Kokomo, and you probably, as stupid as you are, think Kokomo was one of Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys' last great hits. Brian Wilson had nothing to do with Kokomo. Don't you dare play Kokomo.
He wasn't in the room where it happened.
He was not there. He didn't like Kokomo. Don't you think he enjoyed it?
Never even met John Stamos.
No. That's right.
Let's have a moment of honesty here. Was Kokomo the first song on your list initially until you started receiving emails?
Naturally. It's one of my, it's probably my favorite.
I love Kokomo. I know.
Obviously, Kokomo.
The way Donald Trump has a Diet Coke button. Chris Kelly has a Kokomo button.
Kokomo button. Get me Kokomo. When times are really, when I'm down, get me Kokomo. I just press the Kokomo button and it plays. I have been warned within an inch of my life, don't you dare play even a note of Kokomo today.
Not today.
Go back to Pet Sounds, for God's sake. We're not doing Kokomo. Not today. That's right. Secondly, I have brought in, Biggie, a ginger beer. There it is. I bought this recently. This has been going on now. I've had them for about 2 weeks now. I was at a grocery store, the old Trading Post, and a woman told me at the front counter,
help. What? Help. Hey, thanks for coming in. Please, God, save me.
I had a different drink. I had a different drink. And she goes, are you into zero sugar beverages? And I said,
uh-huh.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
I like soda, but I don't.
I love soda.
I don't want the taste.
I love soda, but I can't have soda because it makes me gain weight. It makes me bloat, even diet soda. And she said, are you into these new zero calorie, these zero sugar beverages? And I said,
I can be.
I am. And she said, try the ginger ale from Reed's that we have over here on aisle 7. It is wonderful. My husband mixes it with a zero sugar cranberry juice. And I was like, okay, maybe next time. She goes, I'll just go get you a box. And she went and got it for me. And it was, At first I was like, I don't know. And then I loved it. So I told everybody.
Did you try it in the car on the way home, or did you wait until you got home?
I waited until I got home. I waited. I wanted it really cold.
So the first day.
I waited several hours, put it in the fridge, wanted it right out of the can cold. And at first I was like, I don't know, but they've really grown on me. I had 4 yesterday.
Whoa.
Might be too much.
Yeah.
Might be too many. That's my beverage of choice. It gives me a good burn, and I'm liking the taste. Mm-hmm. And here's the kicker. It's not ginger ale. It's ginger beer.
You misread the can.
Exactly. I had no idea. I think the woman led me the wrong way.
Misspoke.
So I keep saying to Biggie, I'm going to bring you a ginger beer. Finally today I brought it.
Nice and cold.
I was going to give it to you pre-show, but Biggie was walking by the office, and I was doing some diligent work on Brian Wilson and was listening to something, and I said, oh, hold up a second. And Biggie said, can't. I'm already past the office.
I am rolling.
Yeah. Look,
he ain't turning
around. It's like that boulder in the beginning of Indiana Jones.
Yeah, there's no, you're not reversing.
There's no stopping it.
You said exactly what I was going to say. I'm like a boulder. Once I'm going right now, there's no stopping me. Plus, my hands are full.
You forget it.
Yeah, so it's like, not hey, happening. Man.
Yeah. I'm not pivoting. I'm not coming back.
He's got supplemental oxygen.
I'm just not doing it. That's right.
He got his cane.
So now.
Where's he going to hold the cane?
What's he supposed to do? So, right. Chris Tim said we should work on an option play where it's like I'm rolling out and pitch it to you.
In motion.
Just as you go past the door.
Yeah.
No. Like a jet sweep.
Not today, though. We didn't have it. And Biggie said, well, I'm not coming back. I'm not doing that. He's already rolling back.
I can't stop.
So now you have the ginger beer in your hand.
Yes. I have cracked it open, but I haven't had a sip. Let me say this. Great job on getting this thing nice and cold.
Thanks.
It is perfect.
You're taking credit for that?
Well, that's my mini fridge back in. Remember, I can't set the temperature on it. So if I'd waited another hour, it would be solid frozen.
Yeah.
So it gets it really cold.
I mean, it is cold, but let me, this is my first taste.
All right.
It's like an unboxing.
That's what we're doing now, an unboxing.
Wow. First off, the burn.
Great burn.
That's a really good burn.
That's a great burn.
I mean, it hits the back of your throat and you feel it.
Exactly.
That's a really good taste, too.
I love it. I am real. It's growing on me.
You can't describe the taste of ginger beer. You know, it's
different.
It is.
It's not like anything else.
I do too. I'm a real fan.
Wow, I like this a lot.
It's not as sweet as a ginger ale either.
No,
correct.
It's more harsh,
but yeah. It has a perfect bite.
Exactly. Now there used to be something around the corner here called Blenheim's ginger ale, and people recommended me that forever. But I thought it was too spicy.
Yeah, I love that burn.
I'm going to get you a box. I'm going to get you a whole box.
Okay.
That's $7.99.
All right, I'll Venmo you.
Wait, what?
$7.99 for a box.
I'll Venmo you.
You're going to charge him full freight?
What?
You going to tariff it?
I mean, I have to put a tariff on it.
We can be like those married couples that Venmo each other.
Okay.
Which is always weird. I'm sorry.
$6.23.
Yeah. That's right. I see quite a few married couples that I'm friends with Venmoing each other. And I'm like, this is weird. Yeah.
Yeah, right. It only comes in a box of 4. also. It's
wow.
Interesting.
I mean, that stays, yeah. that burn stays with you down your throat.
I know. Well, at least at the old Trading Post. But you did some checking. You can buy that at other stores. It's not just like a specialty item. You can get that, I believe, at regular stores.
Yeah, ginger beer is in a lot of places. That usually with the mixers.
Yes, that's where it is. And but this Reed's, that's what the woman told me.
Yeah, I'd never heard the brand.
Now, she said her husband mixed it with cranberry juice, I believe, and I could see that being a good combo.
Oh, yeah.
And actually, it says right here on the can, drink it straight or mix it.
It does, yeah.
I like it with dark rum, but that's just me.
Well,
I can see that.
Biggie can't have alcohol.
What can I mix with it when I'm laying on the beach that I can drink?
Cranberry juice. I'd try that.
And?
You put some white rum in it.
Oh, there you go.
Rum. Yeah. Rum and...
You like coconut?
Yes, I do.
Coconut rum.
Yes, I do.
Cross-buzzing. Be careful.
Oh, cross-buzz.
You're right.
At my age?
Yeah.
Great point.
You may be drug off the beach.
Put some crushed ice in there. Put it in a big Yeti tumbler.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that'll take you a couple hours.
God, that'll take me where I need to be, won't it? Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
You know where it'll take you? Aruba.
Jamaica.
Jamaica.
Ooh, I want to take you. God darn, I want to play Kokomo. I can't do it, though.
Don't you touch that button.
Biggie took every copy of Kokomo out of here today. You are not. Don't you even. There's no way I could even touch Kokomo today. Even in my car later, I want to play Kokomo. Mm-hmm. I can't. Today, by the way, is National Superman Day. You'd appreciate that. You're a Superman. You're
big
a Superman
fan.
You're a Superman fan. Christian told me a story the other day, and there's a comedian here, Jordan Rubin, who does something similar. He was saying that when you used to watch Mystery Science Theater, which chronicled like the worst movies of all time, and Jay Leno did this joke once about this too in some movie. I forget, what did you say the name of the movie?
The Amazing Colossal Man.
This man, through some sort of radioactive thing, was 50 feet tall, okay, and running amok through the city.
Yeah. I heard the Leno joke first, and then I saw it, the movie, actual movie on Mystery Science Theater. You know, this guy, he becomes 50 feet tall and starts wreaking havoc in downtown, probably L.A. or Pasadena.
Yes.
And his wife, who's still normal size and I guess a local cop or local military guy, they're listening to the radio for the special news bulletin. Mm-hmm. A 50-foot man is wreaking havoc out by the power lines. The woman turns to the military man and said, Glenn was 50 feet tall. Do you think it might be?
Maybe.
That's worth a shot.
So I thought when I heard this guy, his name's Jordan Rubin, talking about the movie Superman Returns, he had just seen.
Okay.
And something similar.
I love superhero movies. I saw that Superman Returns. I don't want to ruin it, but he returns. And there's a scene in Superman Returns where Superman gets shot in the face at point-blank range, the bullet bounces off his eye. The guy sitting next to me in the theater goes, yeah, right. Like, that's where it all came apart for him, right? Like, he's sitting there the whole movie like, I could see this guy flying around. And I could see him being from Krypton. A bullet off the eye? No way, come on. You ain't fooling me, Hollywood.